We continue 18 lines up from the bottom on Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to discuss two different questions that are posed one by Rav Hamnuna and one by Rav Yochanan. By Rav Hamnuna, Risach Kli Lavoris Kochavim Mahu. If a Kli was repaired, it was a broken Kli that was repaired for idolatry. Mahu, what's the halacha? Right now the understanding is, can your person get benefit from this item or not? So the Gemara says, Avodas Kachavim Deman. Well, let's first analyze who owns this idolatry. Ilem Avodas Kachavim Deovid Kachavim. If you're telling me that this was a form of idolatry owned by a non-Jew, well, Bein the Rabbi Yishmael, Bein the Rabbi Akiva, Misham Shevodas Kachavim Hein, Misham Shevodas Kachavim Ein Asur Natcheya Avodu. Well, first of all, this is a case of a broken Kli that was repaired. So the purpose of the Kli is not for the, is not, the takes, it doesn't take the place of Avodah Zarah, it's to serve the Avodah Zarah, it's Meshamshi Avodah Zarah. And we've already established on the last Amud Nun Aleph Amud Beis that Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva both agree that Meshamshim Velo Hevium, as if it's just a Meshamshi Avodah Zarah, everyone agrees that it's only Usher once it's served. The machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are with regards the idol itself. When you form the idol, does it become usher right away or not? Then Rabbi Akiva says, when a non-Jew does it, it's right away. When a Jew does it, it's only achete aved. But the opposite, says Rabbi Yishmael, in his opinion. But when it comes to Misham Shevodos Kachavim, everyone agrees it's Aser Achaya Avodu, so that doesn't make any sense to be his question. Ve'el Avodos Kachavim di Yisrael. Well, maybe he's talking about where this Risach, this fixed Kli, was owned by a Jew. Well, the one says, Aliba Deman. Well, who would that work according to which opinion? Ilema Aliba de Rabbi Akiva. If you're going to tell me it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, that seems problematic. Why? We have an answer already. Hashtahi gufa lo mitzra achete aved misham shemi boy. We already know that if you make an Avodah Zarah itself by a Jew, the Avodah Zarah doesn't become asur until it's served. So, of course, the vessel that's used to serve the Avodah Zarah that's owned by a Jew wouldn't become asur until it's served. Ve'ala alibit Rabbi Shmuel. Perhaps it must be that according to Rabbi Shmuel's approach, this is the question Rav Hamnuna is asking. Da'amar asur miyad. He says that when a Jew makes Avodah Zarah, it's asur right away. So the question is, my mishamshim, mi mishamshim gamrinan? Do we derive the concept of a service vessel from another one? In other words, ma hasam acheya avodu, afacha acheya avodu, just like we say in one situation, when we say Misham Shevodos Kachavim is Aser only Achaya Avodu, so too when a Jew owns it, it's also Achaya Avodu. Is that the parallel? Odilma Mina Gamar, or maybe we derive it from the status of the idol that is being served with it. Mahi Asur Miyad Af Misham Sheh Asur Miyad. Just like this one is Aser right away, so too the service vessel is Aser right away. Just like when you form the idol, it's Aser right away, so too the service vessel becomes usher right away. So that perhaps is the question. But now the Gemara rejects this idea, and this is not the question. And the Gemara says, "My area to kami boile risach kli tiboilach asa." For they reject that this is the question for the following reason. Why does the Gemara give an example of fixing a broken kli? Just give an example of a kli that was made for the service of an avodah zarah. The fact that it's talking about a vessel which was once used and then broken and then fixed again sounds like there's something else going on over here, and therefore the Gemara says, "Rav Hamnuna mishum tuma yeshana kami boile." Really, what Rav Hamnuna was asking about was the concept of tuma yeshana. Does the tuma, the original tuma, is it reestablished when a vessel is broken? In other words, if you have a vessel which became tame, then it broke, it becomes tahor. And then it was repaired. Does the original tumah come back or not? The Tanan, we learn in the Mishnah, Kli Matchos, when it comes to metal vessels, Pishuteim Umakbileim Tmeim, whether they're flat or they have an inside, there's depth to it, they both can contract ritual impurity. Nishtabru, if they break, Tiharu, they're pure. Chazar Vasan Kalim, if you remake them, Yachzuru l'tumah yeshana, it does revert back to its original status. So now, What is the question that Rav Hamnuna is asking? Once we know this, this is the question that he wants to determine. Maybe this only applies that when you fix, when you repair the vessel, it only brings back the tumah d'oraisa of al tumah d'rabbanan lo, but the rabbinic tumah is not affected, meaning it does not bring back rabbinic tumah. Since the whole concept of breaking tumah, it becomes nullified as rabbinic anyways, so therefore we'll say that tumah d'rabbanan won't be reestablished when it's fixed. Or perhaps it won't make a difference. Tumah d'rabbanan will return. Who cares whether tumah d'rabbanan or tumah d'oraisa returns or not? Well, a very important reason, as Rashi points out, tumas avodas kochavim is only aser d'rabbanan. In other words, it's biblically prohibited to serve avodah zarah and worship avodah zarah and to get benefit from avodah zarah, but the tumah that the avodah zarah contracts is only rabbinic in nature. And therefore, if you fix this vessel and make it usable, it's only tumah d'rabbanan, maybe you are allowed to use it because the tumah yeshena does not come back. So then the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Why are we asking specifically about tumas avodas kochavim viti boy le shar tumas derabanan? We should ask about all different tumas derabanan. Why are we only focusing on this one, as Rav Hamnuna's case? So the Gemara answers, chada migav chada kami boy le. It's really one question building on top of another. In other words, tumah derabanan mihadra olohadra. The question that Rav Hamnuna is asking is as follows: does the tumah derabanan go back or not? Imtim salomar lohadra. If you can tell me it doesn't come back, tumah avodas kochavim. But maybe when it comes to the tumah avodas kochavim, which we know is only derabanan, maybe because of the chumra of avodas kochavim, we should be machmir and say that the tumah will remain or will come back. Maybe the rabbanan viewed tumas avodas kochavim derabanan as a deraisa because we're so machmir about it because of the chumra of avodas kochavim, or not. And they say no. Tumah d'rabbanan is like any tumah d'rabbanan, and avodas kochavim is tumah d'rabbanan, and therefore there's no problem. The Gemara answers teku. The matter remains unresolved, and therefore sfeika perhaps l'chumra, and therefore we should be strict. So that's the first question. So the Rav Hamnuna's question now was that when a kli of that was broken, that was fixed for avodas kochavim, does it revert back to its original tumah status? So there's a special question by avodas kochavim. Other tumas derabanan, we say it doesn't revert back, but when it comes to tumas avodas kochavim, maybe it does go back, maybe it doesn't. So now the Gemara focuses on the second question. What's the halacha about tikrovas avodas kochavim when the tikrovas is food? So you're offering food to the avodah zarah. The question is as follows: Mi mahanyel hu bitol de tarino mituma olo? Can you nullify it so that the food now becomes permissible to eat? And by you meaning a non-Jew can nullify its own things. So can it be nullified by a non-Jew and therefore you could eat it or not? Vitiboy le kalim. Well, why are we focusing on food? Why don't we focus on vessels, metal vessels, let's say? Kalim lokami boile. We don't have to ask the question about kalim. We should know the answer. Why? Kiven to isle tarab mikvah tuminami badla. We can make the following extrapolation or inference. Once it can be mitahir through immersing in the mikvah, then we'll also say that the tuma of vessels can also be nullified. So if you can nullify the tumah by taking it into a mikvah, you can nullify it, a non-Jew can nullify it without going to the mikvah. However, kikami bayle ochlin, but the question is about ochlin. Why? Because ochlin cannot be purified by putting in the mikvah, because if you put it in the mikvah, the food will be ruined. So the Gemara says, viti bayle avodas kochavim gufa, why don't we just ask about an avodas kochavim, which is food? Why are we focusing on serving the idol with bread? Let's say you worship bread, and that becomes avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, avodas kochavim gufa lo miboyle. That's not even a question of avodas kochavim. If the avodas kochavim was food, why? Kiven di isura batil tumen amibadla. Since we know that you can nullify an idol, clearly the tuma can be nullified as well. However, kikami boyle tikrovas lavodas kochavim shel ochlin. But the question really is about a tikrovas avodah zarah, something that you serve an idol with. And if it's food specifically, that's the bigger question. Why? my kivan to isur lo batil kid Rav Gidl, since we know that you cannot nullify tikrovas. Rav Gidl says you cannot nullify tikrovas. Tikrovas is you're stuck forever. So tumanami lo batla, therefore the tuma cannot be nullified. Odilma isur de oraisa lo batil tuma de rabbanan batil. Or maybe we could say that isur de oraisa, the isur that is de oraisa is never batil, so you can't nullify the tikrovas. But the tuma of the tikrovas, of the food, you would be able to mevatel, and therefore you could use it. The Gemara answer ends up by answering, teku, the matter remains unresolved. So again, the question that was posed by Rabbi Yochanan was, if the food served as tikrovas, now it becomes tame, as ritual impurity, can that tuma be nullified? The Gemara answers with teku.